Welcome to the Chicago Camps Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. Today, we're speaking with Nicole Maynard, a Prototype Camp first-time presenter. Nicole is presenting on prototype testing, working smarter, not harder, to share how she's managed to remain flexible while testing her prototypes. Nicole is a lead interaction designer at GE Capital Americas in Chicago.
We have Nicole with us today. Nicole's going to be speaking at Prototype Camp. Nicole, could you do me a favor and tell me a bit about who you are, where you work, that deal?
Of course. I work at GE Capital as a lead interaction designer, which also includes a bit of user research and usability testing. I work on an array of projects that range from helping our internal sales team optimize and manage their growth to creating solutions that supply our customers with the data and information that they need to manage their assets and ensure that they're working as efficiently and cost-effectively as possible. So much of the work I do relies heavily on data. So I get to work really closely with data scientists to understand what data we have and how it can be massaged and worked into useful visualizations and meaningful interactions.
Nice. That's nice.
Yeah. And of course, you know, that includes not only designing, but also going out and testing our ideas to make sure that they are as useful and as effective as intended.
That's awesome. GE has quietly one of the best design teams I've seen around. It kind of blows my mind. Samantha Soma, Bill DeRushi, Russ Unger, like you guys have a ton of fantastic designers, which is awesome.
Oh, I know, we do. We're almost like an underground clan.
You are. I'm jealous I'm not part of it. So tell us a bit about your presentation. You know, who's the ideal audience for your talk? Could you give us some insights to it?
Sure. I think, honestly, anyone who creates anything ever should be able to pull something from this talk. But truthfully, it's useful for many roles. I'd say specifically folks who aren't very familiar with prototype or usability testing and would like to understand not only how to incorporate it into their current process, but also understand what it means to the project and to the team as a whole to bring in that level of user insight. Also, some folks who may be more familiar with the classic by-the-book way of usability testing, maybe not so much, you know, the quick and dirty way, and are looking for a less intense, more flexible or acceptable way to incorporate it into their project. And definitely those who are just about to start creating prototypes or currently working through their ideas. You know, maybe they haven't had the chance to get much research in and want to know how on earth to tackle all of those design questions, or you know, maybe they've done some research, but are to the point where they want to make sure that what they're designing is the right thing.
Yeah, at the point where they're trying to test their assumptions?
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Can you give us some of the takeaways from the talk? Not all of it. Don't give everything away, but what are maybe one or two big things that people can take away?
Of course. So this talk was inspired by a number of fairly recent conversations that I've had with various folks in our community and those managing projects that they haven't been able to incorporate getting user feedback. And I've had conversations with them, and it sounds like there's a stigma around, you know, testing out ideas and usability testing, that it's this monster that takes a ton of time and costs a lot of money, you know, which I won't disagree. It definitely can be.
Yep.
Rightfully so, it gives some incredible insights. But on the flip side, it doesn't have to be that way to get those meaningful insights. And I really want to make sure that folks know that there are ways to prune that monster of a process and fit it in almost regardless of the situation. So I want to be able to share what I would consider kind of the least common denominator of the process and what I've learned to, you know, be the least amount of steps and how you can be flexible with them and still get that insightful and directly usable feedback from the users.
Awesome. What do you hope to take away from Prototype Camp? Are there other types of talks you're looking forward to seeing? Your coworker Will Hacker will be there speaking about dodging speed bumps when you're working with prototypes. Are you excited for Will's talk? Are you excited for any of the other talks you've seen?
You know, I'm excited for Will's talk just because I thoroughly enjoy listening to him and always want to support him and see what he has to say.
He does a fantastic job.
He does. He very much does. I'm also looking forward to learning how people approach prototyping differently and, you know, meet more of the more incredible minds out there.
Yeah.
Another thing, I'm really excited for the chance to give back to this incredible community. I have the opportunity to share things that I've learned that can help others grow and, you know, give them time back in order to make those incredible interactions.
Please rest assured, we thank you for doing that. We're incredibly excited to have you come out and join us, and we're really looking forward to your talk, so thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Chicago Camps podcast, brought to you in partnership with Simplecast. Publish your podcasts the easy way at simplecast.fm. And don't forget to register for Prototype Camp at prototypecamp.com.